بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Dhariyat, chapter 51, and we have reached verse 20. وفي الأرض آيات للموقنين. Surah Al-Dhariyat, 51, verse 20. وفي الأرض آيات للموقنين. And on the earth are signs for those who have faith with certainty. Allah did not make clear in this verse these signs, but He said, and on the earth are signs, and came in undefined context. Why? In order to be comprehensive, to comprise each and every sign on the earth. Whether these signs are in the occurrences that take place on the earth, or in the same nature of the earth and its composition. Because in fact, there in it, there are great signs in terms of the composition, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Ar-Ra'd, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ قِطَعٌ مُتَجَاوِرَاتٌ. In Surah Ar-Ra'd, chapter 13, and in the earth, chapter 13, verse 4, and in the earth are neighboring tracts. Are neighboring tracts. So you find the same stone composed of many minerals, while it is one stone. And sometimes you see in the mountains, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Fatir 35, verse 27. جدد بيض وحمر مختلف ألوانها وغرابيب سود. And streaks white and red of varying colors, and others very black. The mountains, you find these variations in the composition. And also you find the earth containing the soft and runny parts, and you find the hard and rocky ones. In addition to many characteristics of the earth known to the geologians, there are many great signs. And also in terms of what occurs in it, from earthquakes and volcanoes and others. And these are signs. Also, they are in it signs in terms of the climate and the winds, the cold, the hot winds and warm winds. And if man contemplates this, then this is a sign for the ability and perfect ability of Allah from one angle, and also he comes to know of Allah's mercy and wisdom from another angle, because the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are contemplated from the angle of ability and magnificence, as well as from the angle of hikmah, wisdom, and mercy. Because you find everything in its proper place and proper time. And you find also everything that you see from the manifestations of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see it very clear. So the term ayat, meaning signs, is undefined in order to be comprehensive concerning all the signs on the earth. Then Allah said, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. But these signs are for whom? Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. They are for al-lil-muqineen, those who are what, who have faith with certainty. Meaning, for those who have faith in the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal and His greatness and magnificence. As to those who have doubt, we seek refuge in Allah from this, then they will not benefit from these signs. In fact, the signs could be harmful to them. That is because the universal signs, and some people asked about what does it mean, the universal signs. The universal meaning these signs in, that are related to Allah's creation, in the creation. That is because the universal signs or the legal signs meaning Allah's commands and prohibitions, could be good for man and they could also be what? Evil for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verses 124 and 125. وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ, meaning from the Quran, whenever a surah is revealed or sent down, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا. And whenever there comes down a surah, a chapter from the Quran, some of them, the hypocrites, say, which of you has had his faith increased by it? فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. As for those who believe, it has increased their faith and they rejoice. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَى رِجْسِهِمْ وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ. But as for those in whose hearts is a disease of doubt, disbelief, hypocrisy, it will add suspicion and doubt to their suspicion, disbelief and doubt, and they die while they are disbelievers. We seek refuge in Allah from this. Similarly, the universal signs. Some of the people benefit. Some people benefit from them and take them as a proof. What is in them is a proof for Allah's magnificence and greatness. And some of the people, it's just the opposite in terms of the effect. He could see in these signs something that leads him to disbelief, وَلَعِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, deviation to kufr, to disbelief. And that's why Allah said here, and on the earth are signs for those who have faith with certainty. Meaning, it's not for everyone, not for every person, but for the one who have certainty. As to the one who is doubtful or hesitant and the kafir, then he will not benefit by these signs. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. These are the signs on the earth. Then he said in the next verse, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, and in yourselves. And also in yourselves will you not see, will you not see. Meaning, in yourselves there are signs. Will you not see? The wisdom, the term signs, just look at the verse. Do you see the term signs in 51:21 and also in yourselves? Why did Allah omit saying signs? Look at this. In the previous verse, and on the earth are signs for those who have faith with certainty. And in the next verse 21, and also in yourselves. He didn't say signs. It is omitted. And the estimate is, and the direction of it is, and also in yourselves there are signs. The wisdom, and Allah knows, and Allah knows best. And in our deficient knowledge, we believe or think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala omitted the term signs, because they are most attached to man than the earth, and more more related to man than the earth. Why? Because they are in himself. Fi anfusikum, and in yourselves. It's not only in the composition of man, nor only in that which Allah gave him from power. No, rather even in the alteration of his situations. Because you find man alternating from a state of happiness to that of grief, and from distress to joy. Amazing and great changes, to the extent that you find the person in one moment he finds himself changing, and sometimes you find him changing without a cause. You find him with an open chest, relaxed, pleased, happy, and then after just a dramatic change, he turns without any cause, and sometimes the opposite, of course, he becomes distressed. This is with respect to our selves. Similarly, with respect to the status of our faith. Listen carefully. Similarly, with the status of our faith, and this is far greater and more dangerous, you find the person sometimes he has a level of certainty, the extent of it, meaning its strength, the extent is as if he is seeing the matters of the unseen right in front of him. As if he's seeing all that which Allah had told him from the matters of the unseen. And other times you find this certainty diminishing. For known reasons sometimes, and sometimes for unknown reasons. But from the known reasons is the diminishing a state of obedience. This leads to weakness of certainty. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Ma'idah chapter 5 verse 49, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُصِيبَهُمْ بِبَعْضِ ذُنُوبِهِمْ فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُصِيبَهُمْ بِبَعْضِ ذُنُوبِهِمْ. And if they turn away, they know that Allah will is to punish them. Allah's will is to punish them for some sins of theirs. And from that is play, entertainment, heedlessness. And that's why the companions, as-sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them all, they mentioned to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know the time when we are with you, and paradise and hell are mentioned. It is as if we see that by our own eyes. But when we go to our families and intermingle with our wives and children and our possessions and properties and land, we forget. Similarly, The more the person indulges in these play and entertainment, then the more his faith will diminish. And that's why the legislator prohibited this false play and vain talks, etc., by which the person increase in being far away from Allah and far from His obedience and from contemplating His signs. So in the selves there are signs. Some of people also, you find them easy, kind, gentle. Everyone who sees him is pleased by looking at his face. And whenever you sit with him, then your state of distress and worry is gone. And there are those whose affair is just the opposite. Gloomy. Frowning. If you come to him and you are happy, then you will receive grief and worries. These are also from the signs of the self. They are many, many. And whoever wants to read more and know more about this matter and examine the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ourselves concerning these signs, then he should read the words of Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah in his great book known as Muftahu Dar al-Sa'ada, the key to the abode of happiness. He will find amazing, amazing things. And also in his small book, but with a great value and meaning, known as At-Tibyan fi Aqsam al-Qur'an, the clarification concerning the categories of Qur'an. Then Allah said in this verse 21, أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ, will you not then see? This exclamation is an exclamation of scolding. Scolding. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, see what's in you, in yourselves, and contemplate and think. Then if you don't come to know these signs, then you don't see. And this is therefore a call from Allah for us to see and examine and contemplate and ponder concerning His signs. And if you don't do that, then you should know that you are deprived. Mahrum. Qala Allahu Ta'ala in Surah Yunus chapter 10 verse 151, قُلْ انظُرُوا مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا تُغْنِي الْآيَاتُ وَالنُّذُرُ عَنْ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Say, behold all that's in the heavens and the earth, but neither ayat nor warnings benefit those who believe not. This is in 10.101 instead of 151. So if you don't benefit from the signs, then know that you are deprived and that your faith is lacking, is defective. Because Allah said, وَمَا تُغْنِي الْآيَاتُ وَالنُّذُرُ عَنْ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, but neither ayat nor warnings benefit those who believe not. So we need to contemplate the universal signs and what is in this great universe, from the signs that are evidence for the magnificence and mercy and wisdom and authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, in the al-ayat al-shar'iyyah, the legal signs, and whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens upon him the understanding of the legal signs, then he will benefit by it much greater than benefiting from the universal signs. If the person contemplates what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told about himself from the names and attributes and actions and commands and rulings, then that will lead to increase in his faith in imanu billahi azza wa jal. And if he contemplates what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told about the last day and what occurs in it from the reward and punishment and the recompense, that will also lead to his increase of his iman. And the more the person contemplates concerning the legal signs of Allah, his faith will increase. And there are people who are successful. You find the increase of their iman is in the al-ayat al-shar'iyyah, in the legal signs, more than the al-ayat al-kawniyyah, the universal signs. And if Allah opens on the person from both, then this is good on top of good. We will stop here. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this discussion a benefit more for myself and for all of you. And may Allah's mercy be upon our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Utaymeen rahimahullah for his efforts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept that from him and make him from those whose knowledge continue to benefit the ummah, him rahimahullah, and all the people of ilm, the living and those who passed away, their rights upon us is to remember them in goodness and to benefit from what they had left us from the knowledge, and also to invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from them and to have mercy upon them and to forgive them. والحمد لله وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. This brings the end of the discussion on these verses.